Okay, right. It's 3 minutes past one. I'm here. Barry's here.
Hello.
Dave's here. Yeah. Come on, Dave. Say hello.
Hello.
Sam's here.
Hello.
What do you think of that show today, Baz?
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. Time seemed to go quite quickly, which hasn't been a factor for me this January so far.
No. I've got this mouth ulcer on my tongue, so it really, I was playing through the pain.
That's because you drank filthy booze last
night. Did you notice? Was I slightly off form? What do you think? No, I thought it was very entertaining at points.
Right. Okay. Self-praise is no praise.
This is the podcast of our show. We had Asmir Begovic on. He's nice, wasn't he?
Yeah. Mm. I've met him before.
Do you think he will smell Michael Carrick when he next sees him?
I doubt it.
I don't think he will. He'd have to go in and just go, Michael, hi.
Unhand me, Rushed. Don't ever do that again.
So, look, here are the best bits of our show. We hope you enjoy them. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching on the Facebook.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, The Warm-Up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Taking race dubs to another place, this is The Warm-Up Megazade. It's a cake special. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the world's largest sports radio station. Max Rushton, Barry Glendenning here until one. And Barry, you don't want to ruin the show before we've started, but Chris has basically done that on text. I saw Igor Biscan eating a very overfilled jam vanilla sponge cake years ago in a cafe in Liverpool. He loved it that much, he took another slice home. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest text we'll get today, Igor Biscan, in central midfield in our Cake 11. Barry, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks. We are live on Facebook again, aren't we? We've got the...
Oh, sorry, I didn't even notice.
There's my phone.
It's pointing the wrong way.
No, because last week when we did it, we had it on selfie mode, right?
Oh, okay.
And so we were the other way round, and the TalkSport sign was inverted. So now it's the right way round. It's an exciting time for us. So you can see us if you go to facebook.com/amaxrushton, not the Max Rushton. How's dry January going for you, Barry?
It's still going.
Yeah? Are you enjoying it?
I wouldn't say I'm enjoying it. I'm still doing it. I enjoy it every morning.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been a couple of times when I've really not enjoyed it at all. I thought I was going... It hasn't been that difficult. But I've had a couple of little wobbles where I just was really... And it's always at strange times. Like, okay. You know, my first one was a Wednesday, a Wednesday afternoon, which just seems a strange time to be absolutely...
I imagine normally on a Wednesday afternoon, you're knee-deep in whiskey. That's my image of you.
I don't really drink whiskey.
Now, listen, I have to... I have a technical question.
Right.
On dry January.
Oh, dear. Okay. Oh, Max, what have you done?
So, on Friday night... me and the future Mrs. Rushton out for dinner.
Yep.
She orders a wine. Mm. I order a sparkling water.
Yeah.
She says, just try... So she's failed dry January because she's a teacher and straight after school on Friday, she went to the pub and had a gin. That's what teachers do, right?
I couldn't see why they would do that. Mm. Yes.
Just a straight gin. That's her drink of choice.
Is this your very roundabout way of telling me that have failed?
Now, Jamie said, this wine is lovely. Try it. I went, no. She went, try it. And I was like, I sniffed it. Oh, it smelled good. It really did.
I bet it did. Oh, how good?
It smelled magical.
Tell me how good.
It really did. It smelled all... It's my dream of heaven would just be just sniffing that glass of red wine. Okay. So then she said, try it. I went, no, try it. So it touched my lips. Okay. I had a tiny, like I'd say, 0.0001 millilitres of red wine. Am I still on dry January?
Did you swallow it?
I didn't spit.
So you swallowed.
I didn't spit it out. So what do you think? Okay, with that in mind...
Well, I think we should leave it to the people. I think.
Hang on. After the football on Saturday, yesterday...
Oh, Christ.
A 1-1 draw.
You need to go to the Priory. Okay. You have a problem.
1-1 draw. I got two jugs of lager in. Because obviously I'm not playing because I'm injured. So I go to the bar straight away. They'll get changed. There's two jugs of lager staring at me. There's 14 glasses. Okay. So,
for a football team,
yeah,
you tight git.
What do you mean?
14 glasses of water or lager.
No, no, no. What do you mean tight? There's 14 of us.
Glasses.
Two jugs of beer.
Pints. Or,
yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Right.
14 pint glasses.
7 pint jug.
Look, I just got the glasses. A couple of people always leave home. Leave early, okay. Whatever. Anyway, there was 1 centimetre of beer in a glass. I had 1 centimetre of beer. Have I broken?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Okay, on that note, I went to watch La La Land last night after the game.
Right.
Okay, drove. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I had 1 centimetre of beer. After the film, I had 3 pints and 3 glasses of wine. Does that mean I've broken Dry January?
Yes.
So I had to get an Uber home and then an Uber back to my car this morning.
You had 3 pints and 3 glasses of wine last night.
Have I broken it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Max.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you feel dirty this morning?
Yeah, I really regret it now.
So you've had... Oh, I'm really crushed. I'm disappointed. I didn't know this. Mm. So you lied to Georgie earlier?
Yeah. And do you know why I had 3 pints and a glass of wine just so I could just say on a technicality, I thought I'd build it up just for this bit. I didn't really want them. I just thought it'd be, you know, vaguely amusing for this minute of radio.
You've let me down.
Yeah, sorry, Barry.
But as you said, think of how smug and sanctimonious I feel.
But as you said, I don't have a weight or an alcohol problem. So
yeah,
you
know, that's true.
Okay. Do you want the agenda for today's show?
Yes. You dipsaw.
Can I just say I'm slightly injured today. I've got a troublesome mouth ulcer. And anyone knows there's nothing worse in life than that.
Well, there is. Do you know what they're caused by?
Alcohol.
Stress.
Is it stress?
Yeah.
No, because I've had some anti-inflammatories for my knee because I'm trying to get the swelling down so I can get back playing. And one of the side effects was mouth ulcers. So okay. I stopped taking it. Anyway,
I'd rather have a swollen knee.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, I'm devastated about it. But look, I'll crack on. I won't even mention it. 10-point agenda for today's show. Here's how the show works. If you don't know, we have a 10-point agenda. If we achieve everything on the agenda, well done us. If we don't, it doesn't matter because nothing in life matters. In fact, we got a tweet from...
The 3 pints.
Mm-hmm.
Were they really nice?
Oh, yeah, they were just like heaven.
Cool.
They were... they were like a pale ale. So cold.
Mm.
That fizz.
Mm.
Oh, it was like heaven. OJVW says...
And the wine?
Oh, crisp.
White or red?
White.
Dry?
Yeah.
Very dry, not too dry.
Not too dry. Yeah.
Oh, you must have been... Did the future Mrs. Rushton have to carry you home?
She's away.
Ah.
Yeah. Free ticket. I know. OJVW says, think you should do a daily podcast. Just stick to your 10-point agenda. If it lasts 20 minutes or 50 minutes, nothing in life matters anyway. I download it, 1 listener guaranteed. Sam says a full 90-minute game of Culver House would pad it out. What do you reckon?
Could. Okay. Go for that.
We might do a live show at Edinburgh. We haven't really discussed it yet.
You do realise if we want to do a live show at Edinburgh, we have to start booking it now.
Would anybody come? 8.29. 8.29 on text. Anyone. We'll book the venue depending on how many texts we get. All right, 1, we talk cake. 2, Max and Barry's Premier League review is here. 3, guess the attendance returns. 4, we'll find out what Alan McAnally is wearing. 5, Barry has a Dry January quiz. Is it still valid now I've broken?
Well, obviously, you have put a cat amongst the pigeons, but as I'm so narcissistic and self-indulgent, it's all about me, so it still stands.
Oh, great. Barry's written a quiz about himself. 6, we take Ray Stumps to another place. 7, we find out if Chelsea keeper Asmir Begovic has more tellies than David O'Leary. 8, we raise our game for the Ben Shepherd 3 minutes. 9, we'll talk to Justin Morehouse. 10, the 10th point does not exist anymore. I'm still not allowed to tell you about it, though. I'm afraid about that. If you meet me anywhere in town, ask me the 10th point. I will tell you happily. But I can't do it on the radio.
By the way, how are your new orthopaedic shoes?
It's a sign of age, isn't it?
Yeah.
My physio said I had to buy some stability shoes. They're not too bad, are they? And they've got big insoles in them as well. It's because I don't have any muscles between my waist and my ankles. No buttocks, no hamstrings, no quads, no calves.
Okay.
On that subject of Dry January, what's the biggest change you've noticed?
Myself?
Mm.
I have a...
Oh,
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. I mean, the biggest change, if me as a person or in general?
Because I tell you what, I have.
But you're no longer doing
no,
it.
No, I know.
You're just another commoner garden.
But I really noticed,
and
I don't know how to say this in a like a polite way, but I'm just like, I've shooed up downstairs just in an incredible way.
You've what?
Just in my... my bowels, right? Amazing. It's just revolutionised me. Baz of the Gunners...
Well, I like to think... You know, sometimes you see a dog mm-hmm. who's been mistreated and poorly, you know, locked up in a cage in, I don't know, Korea or so, and then it's rescued.
What and have you got against Korea?
You see the before... Well, they have dog farms.
Okay.
For dogs.
Something to have against them, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see the before mm-hmm. where the dog is trembling and mangy and scared and irritable.
Yeah.
And it barks at strangers and bites anyone who tries to show it affection.
Mm-hmm.
That was me sort of on the 1st or 2nd of January after 2 days of no alcohol. And now, 2 weeks in, like tomorrow, I'll have done more than there is left to do. Now my coat is shinier.
Yeah, true.
I look healthier.
Your tail is wagging.
There's a sparkle in my eyes. You know, my dead eyes, there's a bit of a sparkle.
Have you caught the eyes
If people show me affection or try to be nice to me, I don't snap at them anymore.
That's great.
I'm willing to give them a chance and let them in. I think that's the biggest change.
I think you'll find the future Mrs. Glendenning and then we can go on double dates. Baz of the Gunner says, Max, I'd definitely come to an Edinburgh Live show. Okay, so we've got one for one night. Ben, the Spurs fan from Fareham, says, I saw Paul Walsh eating carrot cake in Breeze's Cafe in Hillhead. This is because Antonio Conte ate the cake of a journalist in a press conference yesterday. We're building a cake 11. Not puns on cakes, but we'll put Paul Walsh up front. This is from Bloy Man in Leeds. I once saw Terry Yorath eating a Danish in the local Jewish deli. Terry Yorath can be the manager. And this is a good one. This is from Mark in Chorley. I spotted a young David Unsworth eating a chocolate gâteau with his fingers in a pub in his hometown of Chorley at lunchtime the day after a heavy Everton defeat in the 90s. Unsworth at centre-back.
That's very unprofessional. You shouldn't be eating cake after a heavy defeat.
8:10:9 on the text. Please, a totally cake 11. We're coming up to 25 views on the Facebook Live. Let's see, we're revolutionising that. I think that fire that's on in Norway gets about 20 million views. Just... You know, just
what,
burning away. There's just like a log fire that gets about 20 million views. We're about 19.999 million away from that. But look, when Alan McInally comes on in a minute, that will change everything. If you've ever seen a footballer eating cake, 8:10:10 on the text, you can tweet at Max Rushton. We'll be back in a minute.
Max and Barry's Premier League review on TalkSport.
Right, time for the Premier League review. Barry, I've got 2 pages of notes. How about you?
2 pages and a half.
Two and a half pages.
Oh,
this is a bumper edition.
But I would say my notebook is smaller than usual.
Yeah, I have an A4 pad.
Yeah, I don't know what A.
Yours is like a little exercise
a,
book.
A6,
A5.
A16, is it?
No, look at the front. Look at the two leathers.
Yeah, sorry.
This is A5 in like 100 dot size. Right, let's start Leicester-Chelsea. My first note is I liked the fact that Wes Morgan was carrying the mascot. You know when they do the handshake?
Yeah.
And it speeds it up. If all the players had to carry the mascot, regardless of their age, it would speed up the process. So well done to Wes Morgan.
Okay. You think that was a conscious decision on his part?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay, yeah.
1-0, Sam Matterface. I was listening to the TalkSport commentary. Chelsea scored after 6 minutes. And Sam said, Chelsea have scored, you only had time to make a cappuccino. And I think, I don't know
That's
how
so
he...
That's so matter-face.
I don't know how long it takes. I don't know how hot he likes his milk. But if you had a, if you spent 6 minutes making a cappuccino, you'd burn the milk. And it would be not a nice cappuccino.
Right, okay, I'll take your word for that. I mean, it's such a weird analogy, but very matter-faced. Matter-faced and metrosexual.
He'd made a comment about Costa not being there and, you know, some coffee-based pun already. So then it was sort of going into that, I believe. And I commend Pedro on his touch before the third goal. That was a beautiful a thing of beauty. What have you got?
I have to say my notes are pretty poor quality this week.
That's okay, don't worry.
But I noticed on Match of the Day, you know this thing they have when they're doing the analysis after it was Danny Murphy and Ian Wright last night, both wearing sort of navy jumpers. Murphy went for the V-neck, Wright for the round neck.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw the clip during the week of the three girls on the news in Australia, and they were all wearing white tops.
Oh, and someone got annoyed about
and
it.
And they had a big row before they went live in air. And then when they went live, one of them had to put on a black jacket or something. But it was very bitchy, you know, these women. And no such snark from Murphy or Wright yesterday.
Sorry, I have
to take off my headphones. People babbling away in my ear. I can't do that thing where you talk and listen.
England's innings is has just finished. Let's go to John Norman.
It has finished indeed, and they've hit 350. 350 for seven, plus 300 scores matter, of course, for this England side in the last couple of years. And for a while it looked like they were going to just about creep over the line, but thanks to a late order blitz from Ben Stokes, they've blasted their way past it. He hit 62, and in doing so went past 50 in the fastest time against India by an Englishman, just 33 deliveries. It was a fantastic fair ride at the end, and it's got to be said, India's bowlers lost the plot slightly. At the start of the innings, it was Jason Roy, 73 to his name. His 50 coming up in just 36 balls. In between that, Joe Root, 78 to him. He top scored. This is a flat track, though. Smallish ground, and India will fancy their chances of chasing down pretty much any score, especially when you've got the likes of Yuvraj Singh, Virat Kohli and MS Dhoni in the side. So still plenty for England to do, but at the halfway stage, they can feel they've done a decent job with the bat. It's just whether they can follow it up with the ball. 350 for seven.
Cheers, John. On the subject of what people wear, I tend to find out what Mercy's wearing for fantasy football and then go into my wardrobe and find the top that is most like his. And then he goes, oh, come on. That's the exciting life that
so
I lead.
The one thing I was building up to there, I got sidetracked, but on Match of the Day, they have this thing now where they highlight the players during the analysis with sort of a shaft of ethereal light. And it looks as if the player in question is about to be beamed up. And I would quite like for that to happen someday.
I reckon we can do that.
You know, Eden Hazard is making a jinking run down the inside left and suddenly gets tractor beamed into a spaceship.
Do you want my notes on Spurs 4, West Brom 0?
Yes.
1-0, Harry Kane. Well done for keeping your composure when the beautiful Jonas Olsen was just lying there in front of him. 2-0.
I wrote of that goal the random sort of primal screams of celebration from the various Spurs players at the corner flag celebrating.
Yeah.
And the pitch side microphone picked them up. And, you know, luckily none of them swore. Kept it clean, but it was just random screechy noises.
2-0. Eriksen kicked it straight. He just found Jonas Olsen so beautiful, he kicked it straight at him. And it went in. And then Kyle Walker kicked Jonas Olsen in the face, and he's so hard, he just said, it's not a foul. Pick Kyle Walker up. What a guy.
Harry Kane, Mrs. Harry Kane, gave birth to
she
their
did.
First
Congratulations,
child,
Harry, a girl Mrs. this week. Kane. Yeah.
Congratulations to all the Kanes and welcome Kane Jr. But I thought Harry would do that.
The Bebeto
rocking the baby celebration. And he didn't. And he didn't name check his child after the game. I don't know if they've named her
Ivy,
yet, or if
I
he
think
just
it is.
Doesn't
it's
like
Ivy,
his,
Ivy
his baby. But I expected better from Harry. And also that rocking the baby celebration. No one holds a baby like that. You know, you've got to
Keep the head. Yeah, really. They need to change the celebration so the head is well supported.
Yeah. They're role models.
Exactly.
I think if you carry the baby like the way Bebeto did, you would drop it.
Yeah.
Very much
It's a very good point you've made.
And Harry Kane also received a Man of the Match brick which seems to be a new development. No,
no champagne.
No champagne. I don't know. If, maybe it's dry January. So no champagne for you, Harry. You get a brick. Here, have a brick.
If you do every game the whole season, you could build a small shed.
That was the second game shown in Match of the Day, and I'd seen it live earlier, but there was two double deflections in two games. Yesterday, there were a lot of deflected goals. It was like Frank Lampard was back.
The only other thing I note on that, and that linesman, the one who looks like Ming the Merciless with the little goatee beard, he's my favourite. It's like he's linesmaning in every game I see. There's him and then the slightly old round-faced man who was the linesman, I think, at Cambridge Leeds. Very exciting moment for us. Swansea 0, Arsenal 4. Right. I liked Olivier Giroud's kind of classic Sunday League footballer. I've got my goal. I'm going to come off. Yeah, score. I've done my bit now. Off I go.
Another deflection in that game. Alexis Sanchez threw another strop.
Oh, it was hilarious.
He sat on the bench with just sort of his anorak covering him, looking sort of like a homeless person.
Mm.
Sheltering from the elements.
I had a player, Ash, in my squad, who, when he gets subbed, he does that. And there was one where he walked straight off back to the dressing room, took his shirt off, threw it on the floor, and then he realised that we didn't have enough shirts to go round, so he had to walk back, pick up his shirt and give it to the substitute who could then put it on.
That's like when you have, you know, a row with your significant other, storm out of the room, then realise you've forgotten your keys have to creep back in.
Now, I noticed at Swansea the seat sponsors are lowcostvans.co.uk. Okay. So I did some research. We could get a Ford Transit for £217 a month. It has electric windows, heated windscreen, a driver's armrest.
Would we own the car?
No.
The van,
sorry. No, I don't think so. It's just renting. We've got time for West Ham Palace.
Just one other thing, Swansea. That's 7 out of the last 9 Premier League games that Swansea have conceded 3 or more goals.
Okay. I have a question for you on the subject of Andy Carroll, Barry.
Yeah.
How many limbs would Andy Carroll have to be missing for you to win in the fight, Andy Carroll versus Barry Glendening? I'm saying 4.
One leg.
You'd beat him?
Yeah.
Not a chance. Anyway, well done, Andy Carroll. Amazing overhead kick.
Would it just have been severed? Would I be able to hit him with the soggy end?
No. You don't get his limbs. Okay. That's not part of the deal. I just think
I think if Andy Carroll only had one, and he wouldn't have a prosthesis, like he'd be hopping.
No, sure.
I would beat Andy Carroll in the fight.
Great finish from Lanzini.
I think you underestimate how hard I am.
Oh, really? When you crack. Do you think Lanzini, when he dived into the fans and they started really roughing him up, was there a moment, do you think, when he regretted?
How far
into that did he go, oh, they've been on the beer, they've been on the ale, these lads.
Yeah.
It's all a bit hot and sweaty in there. They're rubbing Lanzini's head. Do you have any more on that?
No, I just have Andy Carroll's goal tapping.
On digital radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. Talk Sport.
Oh, Barry, we were going to do... apparently the Facebook has gone down just while we do Ian Culverhouse.
Oh, OK.
This is devastating news. But we can still play.
All right.
Here we go. Let us know if you can see. Benjamin Brown writes, popcorn at the ready. David Kerslake.
Kingsley Black.
Colin Cooper.
Mike Milligan.
Russell Beardsmore.
Neil Madison.
Chris White.
Phil Starbuck.
Johnny Method.
Paul Tate.
Egil Ostenstadt.
Simon Stainrod.
Alan Kimball.
Peter Fear.
Classic. John Polston.
Eric Gates.
Eric Young.
Chris Kouamia.
Gus Caesar.
Peter Davenport.
Peter Shirtliff.
Mel Sterland.
Ian Snowden.
Andy Ritchie.
Ricky Holden.
Eric Young.
I'd say Eric Young. You can't do that. You can't double Young. Ian Culverhouse.
Did you say Eric Young?
Yeah, I said Eric Young.
Oh, God, I wasn't.
Seriously. How can you not be listening? There's nothing else to listen to. Barry Glendening. You have brought Ian Culverhouse into disrepute. You should be ashamed of yourself. This is the warm-up on TalkSport. Max Rush and Barry Glendening.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, the warm-up with Max Rushton on TalkSport.
Good afternoon, this is the world's biggest sports radio station, Max Rushton and Barry Glendening here till 1. Then it's Sunday exclusive, live and exclusive national radio commentary of Everton versus Manchester City. We'll catch up with Mark Saggers in a bit. We'll find out if Asmir Begovic is nice in just a second. Some feedback on Culverhouse. Oh. Rob in Blackpool. Glendening undone by the old double Eric Young schoolboy error. Ben says Glendening needs to take a long, hard look in the mirror. An appalling start to his 2017 Culverhouse campaign. Chris Barry says, two things on Culverhouse, a lot of Forest Midlands connections. You've also used Peter Shirtliff more than once, you alcoholic liar. Therefore, a win for Barry. Lots of comments live on Facebook. I was on the wrong thing, but Fiona says, looking at Barry, I can see why he's on the radio. Phil says, that's it, Max. Plenty of water to wash out the taste of failure. So, look, lots coming in. Keep them coming, please. 81089 on the text. Right now, though, very excited to say, Asmir Begovic, we can find out. He's today's contestant for Footballers and Ice, the Chelsea goalkeeper. How are you, Asmir?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, very well. Thanks very much. Say hello to Barry.
Hello, Asmir.
Hi, Barry.
Barry's not as fat as he's not as fat as he sounds, Asmir.
I'm sure I believe you.
Yeah, okay. Now, Asmir, this entire feature is called Footballers and Ice. It's been going for about, 3 years now, I think. And it's our mission to find nice footballers, Asmir, because sometimes they get a bad press, but we're doing well so far. To find out if you're nice, we have to ask you a very technical question. Okay, Asmir. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, you nervous?
Not nervous, no. Okay, but
you're relaxed.
Always ready to go.
Okay. Asmir Begovic, are you nice?
I think I'm a nice guy, yes.
Okay. Now, do you do anything nice, Asmir? Because we've had footballers on here with their own charity foundations. We've had Johnny Jackson promise to start a foundation under the pressure of live radio. Didn't happen. We've had Michael Duff said he'd give 10p to a homeless man if he saw them. And Mickey Quinn asked for money for himself. So there's a big spectrum of niceness. Where are you on that, Asmir?
Well, I'll let you be the judge where I am on that spectrum, but yeah, I mean, I think I'm a nice guy, I guess. You know, I do try and contribute on a daily basis just to be a good human being. But on the charity front, yes, I do have my own foundation, which has been up and running over 3 years now. And you were firsthand witness at my last charity event, which was an evening with goalkeepers at Stamford Bridge. So you were the host, and we're very thankful for you doing that for us. And yeah, I mean, I try to contribute and give back, and you know, if that makes me a nice guy, then I'll take it for sure.
Yeah, what a nice
guy. Was this the charity event with the really small Scotch eggs? Is this correct, Max?
No. Oh, was it? Maybe, yes.
When you saw Petr Cech.
I saw Petr Cech eating a small Scotch egg.
And I asked whether it was a normal size Scotch egg, and he just had really big hands.
That was the one. And we did a whole radio show out of that. The interesting thing was, I'm 6'1".
Right.
But next to Asmir, Petr Cech and David James, it made me realise what small man syndrome must be like. I got really angry. I wanted to go to the gym and make my arms massive that I couldn't put them by my side. I had all of that. Yeah, I did help you out, Asmir. And I just, you know, how many people did you ask to host it before you came to me? That's what I want to
know. No, you were actually on a short list.
Look at that.
Very small amount of people. So we were very very lucky you decided to do it for us. So no. Don't,
who else was
don't
on
put
the,
yourself down.
Who else was on the short list, Asmir?
You want to show this with Ben Shepherd.
Oh, really?
Dan Walker, and okay. I think that was about... And Colin Murray, so there's four of you guys.
Oh, okay.
Colin actually came on night as well.
He did.
It was good.
Did you ask the other two before me?
All the same time. All the same time. All at the same time.
Oh, I love that.
You happen to reply first.
There you go.
And Colin unfortunately couldn't because of his baseball fan commitment. So.
Oh, I understand that.
And he didn't want to commit without knowing his schedule too much. So don't worry. Don't worry.
Okay. Taz has already been in touch to say Asmir was brilliant with Bradley's fight. He's a top man. Well, look, this is good news, Asmir, because it means he qualified to answer 16 completely unconnected questions. Are you ready?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay. Asmir Begovic, Chelsea goalkeeper. If Barry and I were to come for dinner, what would you cook for us?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Okay. Is it from scratch or do you use a dolmio?
From scratch. Well, I mean, I wouldn't make the sauce from scratch, but I'll put the meat together and maybe put some garlic bread inside and some salad.
Okay.
So, no, I'd assemble it pretty well.
Okay, good, okay.
If you were coming to our house for dinner, Asmir, and we asked if there was anything in particular you didn't want to eat, what would you say?
I don't eat pork, so anything but pork you can make.
Okay, fine. Asmir Begovic, do you do your own laundry?
No.
Okay. Does Mrs. Begovic do it?
Mrs. Begovic helps out. We have a very good housekeeper that helps out a little bit.
Your question, Barry?
Do you recycle, Asmir?
Yes.
Good man. Asmir Begovic, when did you last take public transport, like a bus or a train?
3 days ago on Thursday, I took the tube into the city and around the city into the basketball game at the O2 on Thursday night. So I like the tube.
Man of the people.
Yeah.
Do you get recognized? Do you wear a disguise, Asmir? Mm-hmm. Do you have a little like a hat and sunglasses?
Sometimes, yeah, you do have to take the odd picture with fans and people like that, but it's all good.
Okay, cool.
What's your favourite insect, Asmir? It's a tough question which many people struggle with.
Goalkeeping legend Pat Jennings did not have an answer to the insect question. Emmanuel Frimpong said antelope, which does stretch it slightly with insects. But what would you say your favourite insect is?
Oh, that is one tough question. Yeah. No, I have to say I haven't been, I haven't been around too many insects. I guess I don't have too many relationships with them. But I would say butterflies are quite nice.
Okay, yeah, that's a good answer. Do you own a onesie? And if so, do you wear it?
I do own a onesie. I have been given it as a gift on a couple of occasions, but I do get quite warm wearing them, so I don't wear them too often.
What's your favourite cheese, Asmir?
Emmentaler.
Oh, nice. Asmir, you're on death row. Sorry about that. With 1 hour left. Okay. For a crime you didn't commit, because you're nice. But, you know, tough luck. Which TV show do you settle down to watch?
Suits.
Okay. Good.
Asmir Begovic, if you could only eat one fruit for the rest of time, which one would you choose?
Cherry.
The trouble with a cherry.
You don't like cherries?
No, I love cherries, but the issue is, there's always a bad one in the pack. So, like, when you've got like 10 left and you get a good one, do you stop it there or do you keep going? Because if the last one's bad, you've had an entirely bad cherry experience.
Couldn't you go through the pack and then pick out the bad one and get it out of the way first? And then...
He makes a good point.
Make a good point. Yeah, I take it back. Wonderful. I love a cherry.
Thanks.
Big question now, Asmir, and we require total honesty. How many toilets do you have?
Five.
I was expecting more from Begovic. Mark Schwarzer has 9, Asmir.
Yeah, you need to up your game.
Wow.
Yeah, get a urinal installed.
Do you have maybe, more yes, tele... Oh, is he checking, doing a recount?
Yeah, I think it could be 5 or 6.
Oh, okay. Well, no, take your time. This is important.
I'm
counting it 6. I can't get Mark Schwarzer to be too ahead of me, so let's go for 6.
But brilliantly, had a toilet installed in the last minute. That's the power of being a Premier League footballer.
Do you have more televisions than David O'Leary, Asmir? He has 11 at the last count.
No, I don't have more than 11 televisions. I know that for a fact.
How many televisions do you have?
4.
Okay, that's good. I think I don't know whether it's better to have more tellies than toilets or more toilets than tellies. I think it's better to have more toilets, maybe. Asmir, what kind of pant do you prefer? Boxer, Y-front, Commando, John Hartson, whenever you see him on the telly, no pants at all. Perry Groves the same.
Oh,
yeah, just a thin layer of polyester separating them from us.
I'm a boxer guy.
Okay, airy or tight?
More on the tighter front, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Just as a matter of interest, Asmir, you know the way you all get this initial training gear? I presume that's so the whoever does the laundry at the club can sort it all out and everyone gets their own stuff back. Do you get underwear as well? And if so, is it initialed?
Some guys have their own underwear because they're quite particular what underwear they wear. Generally speaking, I don't have my own pair of pants that are initialed and brought to me every day, so right. I trust the wash machine to do a good job, so it comes back to me pretty clean.
I would have thought that would have been one of the major perks of the job, to be honest.
Your own initialed pants. Are you better looking, Asmir, than West Brom's Jonas Olsen?
I would say so, yes.
Okay, the Nordic god. But yes, no, he's a good looking man.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, it's close. Both very attractive men. There's no shame in it.
Well, Jonas Olsen got hit in the face yesterday, so he's probably not.
Oh, but it might make him even more rugged.
Could do. Do you smell nicer than Michael Carrick, Asmir? He's famously fragrant, according to one Cambridge United player who had to mark him in a cup match.
I haven't really been up and close in person with Michael Carrick, so that's a really tough one to answer. I hope so. I mean, I hope to be up there anyway. If he's got such a good reputation, then... I'd like to be up there. Yes, I do try and take care of my hygiene.
Could you do us a favour, Asmir? Because we don't get that many Premier League players. Next time Chelsea play United, just like before the game, you know, like in the tunnel or something, you couldn't sniff Michael Carrick for us. Just like really subtly, like shake his hand, do one of those, you know, go in for the hug, and then just really inhale, take it in.
I'll see what I can do.
Oh, that's marvellous. Keep us posted on that. Finally, Asmir, are you nicer than Linvoy Primus?
Oof, Linvoy Primus is the king of nice. I had the pleasure of playing with him for a few years and being around him. So if I'm close to him, I'll take that.
Okay, Asmir, have you had a good day?
So far, so good. Yeah. Great. So far, very, very relaxed. It's been raining outside, so I'm looking forward to Super Sunday this afternoon.
And thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it. Asmir Begovic there. Nice footballer.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. The warm-up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Yeah, we're very close to the Ben Shepherd 3 minutes where we will up our game. The 3 minutes where Ben Shepherd leaves the Sky Studios and drives to the pub. With Chris Kamara in tow.
And Ian Hart and Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink in the back seat going, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
That'll be a good afternoon session for those four.
I reckon.
I think it'll be a good one.
Ian Hart would put a few away.
Yeah, so look, stay tuned for those 5 minutes. That's when we really massively up our games.
I reckon we may just have missed. We might catch the tail end of the Ben Shepherd 10 minutes.
You're absolutely right. Good morning. Good afternoon. Ben Shepherd, Chris Kamara in the car driving from... it'll take a bit of time to sort of de-rig.
Do you think they'll go to the pub, leave Ian Hart and Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink in the back seat and then bring them out crisps and lemonade?
I reckon they'll bring them in.
Do you think?
Yeah, probably.
I want to know.
Okay, the trouble is, if Ben rings us... That's the same phone we're doing the live Facebook. To which Jake says, you guys are truly on the edge of technology with this streaming lock. Do you want to have a game of Guess the Attendance?
Oh, you're springing this on me.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Normally, you've got some time to warm up. Okay, very exciting time here. It's time for Guess the Attendance. The way it works is simple. I give Barry five games from the football yesterday. And if Barry gets within 500 of the attendance, he gets a pound. You can play along at home. Top broadcaster Adrian Clark, former Arsenal midfielder, says it's his favourite bit of radio, this. Can't leave the car until we've finished Guess the Attendance.
Well, I now have an image of Ben Shepherd, Chris Kamara, Ian Hart and Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink sitting outside the pub in the car going... Oh. Or maybe they'll send Ian Hart in to get the drinks in and the other three will sit in the car and play.
So Barry's playing... Ben Shepherd, Chris Kamara and Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink are playing. And you guys are playing too. Five games. Let's start in the Championship. Norwich's poor run continues. They lost 2-1 at Rotherham. Rotherham United 2.
Norwich got beaten by Rotherham.
Yeah, they did. Had a man sent off. What was the attendance?
Rotherham
bottom of the Championship.
I'm aware of that, yes.
Norwich are still, you know, they're still in the top half. They're extraordinary.
Alex Neil been fired yet?
I don't think so. I mean, it might be.
They were calling for his head there. I will go.
Gareth Edwards says, can we have a live feed from Ben Shepherd's car instead? We can't. How dare you, Gareth?
I still think the people of Norwich, because there's so little to do down there, mm-hmm. apart from go to that massive Wetherspoons near the train station, which I couldn't do because it's dry January, I'd have to bring my own sparkling water. Mm-hmm. I will go 28,205.
28,000?
Well, I can't remember how...
10,000.
Oh, Jesus. That was awful.
That's very Irish. Oh, Jesus. Okay, so no pound for you there.
I think I completely overestimated how big Carrow Road is.
Yeah, maybe you did.
Or how little there is to do in Norwich. Maybe there's lots to do.
Yeah, it's a nice city, Norwich, isn't it? Cambridge United, Blackpool. Cambridge, one place outside the playoffs. A 0-0 draw. I was at the Leeds game. That won't help you. It might help you to know that Darren Drysdale ref this. Blackpool had a man sent off. Gave away a penalty. We missed the penalty. Oh, it's a good way to draw 0-0. But we're still unbeaten.
You went to the Leeds game. You didn't go to the Blackpool game.
No, I didn't. I went to...
That tells us all we need to know about you, Rushton.
I went to Polytechnic 4's one, Old Smith's one, at the Quentin Hogg Memorial Stadium. Justin Morehouse joins us. Justin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm damp. I'm anticipatory. Is that the right word?
Yeah. Why not? Now, listen.
Is that the right word, anticipatory?
It's good for us. Yeah, I mean, right, we'll check it after the show. And then
sorry, Justin, are you damp because you've been out in the rain or damp with anticipation?
No, I'm not damp with anticipation.
are you moist?
I'm not perspiration. I'm not getting that mixed up with anticipation.
Oh, please, okay. Barry. And now, Justin, we're in the middle of a game that it's groundbreaking radio. Please feel free to judge it. But we're playing Guess the Attendance. I wonder, before we talk about the game later, do you want to join in Guess the Attendance?
From?
Well, we do five games. We've got four games left. It's basically you v Barry. Whoever's closest will get a pound. And I will send it. If you direct message me your address, I'll send you the pound coins, OK?
All right, go on.
Cambridge nil, Blackpool nil. You can go first, Justin.
Cambridge nil, Blackpool nil yesterday.
Yep. Yeah.
Darren Drysdale refereed it.
You can't look it up.
2,497.
OK.
Right. I will go 3,522.
4,248. 1-0 to Barry. Okay, £1 to Barry. Okay, let's go into the Premier League, Justin. Burnley, Southampton.
24,369.
Right, I'll go 21,500.
20,254. Another one for... Look, Barry's played this a few times. Well, this is the fourth time we've done this, Justin. It's turning into a pretty sensational feature. I think we'll agree.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, do you know what? They haven't even put... In the Observer, they haven't put the attendances in the Scottish games. That's terrible. I was going to go there. Okay, well, let's
That's because the Observer has an anti-fitbar bias.
Let's go into League One, then. Walsall 4, Sheffield United 1.
Richard... Cracking game.
Yeah, Richard Clark refereed it.
I feel like I'm always going first, and I don't like
that. Okay, I'll go first for these two. Walsall, I'll go 7,240.
That's a big jump, 7, suddenly.
7,241.
6,899. Oh. So finally, for a clean sweep, where should we go?
Listen, I drove past Walsall's ground last night on my way to my tour day. I got my plug in for my tour. There you go.
Yeah, you could have gone out and counted the people.
Yeah.
Let's go to Hillsborough. Sheffield Wednesday 2, Huddersfield Town 0. Sheffield Wednesday flying in the playoffs.
32,496.
32,497. Oh, 28,173. Justin, direct message me your address. I will send you £1. Are you looking forward to... we've already established how damp you are, Justin. What are you predicting for this game later?
Well, as always, I feel that this game has been... I mean, if it could be overhyped, has been slightly overhyped, hasn't it? I think the October game was so dull that I'm hoping for a little bit more expansive football. I'm hoping for a couple of players from my side, obviously, to shine. There's a level of confidence that I haven't seen around us for a while, and that worries me.
No one's predicting Liverpool to get anything out of this game, Justin.
I am.
Aye.
I'm predicting Liverpool will win this game.
Oh, really?
Are you?
I am. Yes. I just think people are getting far too excited about this run of 9 Manchester United wins when they haven't actually beaten anyone who's any good apart from Spurs, who weren't any good at the time.
Yeah. I think you're going to beat all the teams, haven't you? Now the teams at the top are all playing each other over the next few weeks. That's what's going to make it exciting, I think.
Are you going to get... The big question that everyone asks everyone every week, and it changes every week, is who's going to be in the top four?
Yeah.
I mean, this is huge today, isn't it? Because, you're 5 points off it at the moment. Do you see yourselves getting in there?
Yeah, I mean, I think... I've studied this week at the league table, and I think the top six has got everybody's top four in. You know, it's a predictable top six, isn't it? You know, put any four out of six at the moment. I think form, you know, none of them teams have gone on a losing streak for a while. But I mean, I don't know. Yesterday, I expected Chelsea, Tottenham, or Arsenal to slip up, and none of them did emphatically, did they?
Yeah, I know. Justin, your tour's on. It's called People and Feelings. And the last time you came on, someone mistyped it and said it was People and Ceilings. I'd hoped you'd change it to. How's it all going? And where you know, you must be nearly done now, aren't you? Oh, no, it's going on forever.
No,
he's like Aerosmith.
He never stops.
Well, what's the point? You know, you might as well carry on, aren't you? You carry on. I did a Bromsgrove last night, which was nice. And next week I'm in Upper Thong.
Upper Thong?
There's a place called Upper Thong, yeah. It's a village hall. Have you seen, the League of Gentlemen?
Yeah.
You know where it says local people, you know, be afraid and all that sort of thing?
Yeah.
It's in a little village hall that looks like that local shop.
Oh,
did you just pick up a thong because it's got a funny name, Justin?
It's a good name, though, isn't it? And there's a Lower Thong as well, I believe. Which, we don't go there.
No, we don't. Maybe that's just Upper Thong. At the end of the night, after a few sherries.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't go there on TalkSport, you can't go there anywhere, can you? Let's face it.
I saw Justin. Justin, am I correct in thinking you were discussing football with Gabby Logan and someone else on Sky the other night?
On BBC.
Oh, was the BBC. I do apologise.
Yeah, it was on the Premier League show, with Danny Murphy.
Ah, that's it, yes.
I haven't watched it myself because I slightly get embarrassed by looking at myself.
Oh, you were very good.
We're broadcasting... live on Facebook, Justin. And then the next 2 hours, me and Barry just watch ourselves back. Yeah. give us a score prediction.
Said I was channeling the spirit of a French poet because I wore a scarf. I had the temerity to wear a scarf on television.
That's the height. That's the height, isn't it, when Marty tells you that. Justin, give us a score prediction, please.
I'm going for United 2-1.
Okay. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for playing. Guess the attendance. I'll send you a pound.
Can I play it again another time?
Yeah, of course. If you want any week you want to come on, we'll play it.
I would happily say to you right now, I will play Glenn Denning every week at guest attendance.
Done.
All right, done. Absolute done.
We'll make it a fixture. Cheers, Justin. Thanks for coming on. Good luck with the tour. People and Feelings all around the country. Go to his website
for details.
I'm not
worried he's going to cheat.
He won't cheat.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, the warm-up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
They were the best bits of our show. I hope you enjoyed them. If you didn't, there's nothing you can do about it now.
What's got what? It's just any time I share a microphone with anyone, I want to do the Bono bit.
Go on, then.
No, I've done it.
And tonight, thank God it's them instead of you. Are you going? Oh. I don't know if you're going to join in. Seriously.